Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Hey everyone, I have a couple quick announcements. First of all, make sure that you are part of the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. This is a place where you will be able to download workbooks, worksheets, free guides, all kinds of really amazing stuff that I'm creating to go along with each and every episode of the Abundance Formula podcast. These things are meant to help you take the lessons you learn in each episode and really apply them to your own life to create abundance for yourself in whatever area of life each episode is focused on. So make sure you're part of that group and make sure that you're following the new Abundance Formula official Instagram page to have exclusive lives that are happening there as well. And so just make sure you're part of both of those groups so that you don't miss anything that the podcast has to offer to create abundance for your life and to connect you with other like-minded people that are looking to do the same thing. So it's a great place to network, great place to connect and get support and to take things to the next level. Welcome back, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. Sorry, I'm a little bit sweaty today for those of you on YouTube. I actually did my cardio first this time early in the morning, and then now I'm sitting down to do the podcast episode, and then I'll go lift weights. But this morning worked out a little differently and waking up, trying to get the kids back to sleep about 5 a.m. this morning so that I could get back to my normal routine. So sometimes I do wake up early when I have things to do and it kind of shifts my schedule a little bit, but they are successfully at the moment back down. And so just, you know, knocking things out. So brief catch up. So any of you who follow me on Instagram know that I promised to tell you the story that happened last week. So last week was crazy. There was Halloween, which we throw a Halloween party for our family and a whole big trick-or-treating thing. So it's like a host event for me. So that took some work and planning. And then Wednesday, so that was Tuesday. And then the very next day was Malia's 5th birthday. And my mom and her husband were going to be out of town. So they were going to come over. So it was almost like we had a little mini birthday party. And I worked that day too. So as soon as I got home from work, then, you know, prepped what we were going to eat for dinner for her and had bought a little cake and had a little mini birthday with that set of grandparents. And then Saturday was her actual big birthday party with all of her friends. And there's so many friends that she has. There was like 30 people here. And so that took, you know, so all this running around. So all of that to say, so that was going to be the cascade of the week. And so Sunday, I needed to go to the grocery store and just go ahead and get, I was just going to get everything. So there was no need to be sprinting to the store during work, watching the kids, all the things. So on Sunday, though, my husband was going to play golf with some of his buddies, and he had a tight leaving the house time of 11:30. And so I was like, look, I just need to run to the store. It's so hard to do it when you need to get quite a few things with the kids in your car. They take up all the room. You know, there's all the managing involved. I just wanted to go to the store by myself and just knock this out, be able to think straight on my list. And so he was like, fine, but as long as you're back by 11:30. So it was going to make it a little tight, but I was like, I can do this. So I left, went to the store, got my stuff, was doing good, was in the parking lot, and it was getting tight. You know, I needed to basically get home in like 7 minutes, and we live like 5 minutes from the store. So it's definitely getting close. So I pushed the button to open my rear door to my trunk, and it's an automatic door. And it's been kind of fickle lately. Sometimes it will go up, and sometimes it won't go up, and sometimes it won't go down. But usually if it doesn't do it, it makes this big like beep, like, and it usually stops when it just barely got open. It doesn't like stop halfway up or halfway down. It just either doesn't get going at all or not. So no beep occurred, but unknowingly to me, it did not open all the way. And I was wearing a ball cap, of course. And so this ball cap was basically screening the view. It had risen just out of the field of view of my ball cap. So like I couldn't see it just above that height, that it didn't go all the way up. So I'm in a very hurried fashion, going to put the groceries into the car. So I'm going like full force, full speed on a mission to get back on time so he can get to golf, and totally smash my head into the trunk. Now, thank goodness I even had a hat on, because it obviously like protected somewhat, but like I hit this thing so hard, I literally almost went unconscious. And I've actually never had that happen before, but I completely went black. And I just remember setting my groceries down the ground and kind of holding myself on my knees and thinking, do not freaking go unconscious in the Walmart parking lot. Like, do not be that woman lying on the ground in the parking lot in Walmart with my card out here and my purse. Like, no. And had the ambulance called, or, you know, like, no. Like, keep it together. So I just sat there and I just like forced through keeping myself conscious, and my, like, I felt it to my brain. Like, that's how I knew it was different. I've hit my head a lot of times playing basketball and all this stuff, but like, this was a full force to just my frontal lobe. I felt it to my brain. It went down into my jaw and into my trap. Like, I mean, I was just barely keeping it together, you guys. And so I finally regrouped, got the groceries in. I'm like, I've got to get back. So I get in the car and I thought, man, I hit my head so hard, I'm shocked that I'm not bleeding. And so I raised my hat up to kind of see if there was like a goose egg or something. And then all the blood started coming down. And I was like, oh no, like the hat had been kind of keeping it in. So I put the hat back down. I'm bleeding down my face. I'm driving out from the grocery store. And I call Kellen and I'm like, just so you're not horrified when I come home looking like I've just driven home from a war, I'm bleeding down my face right now, just so you know. And he was like, what in the world? And so, yeah, by the time we got home, he, like, there's blood all in my hair. He cleans it off and he's like, oh my word, you literally are just shy of needing stitches, which is ridiculous. But so he gets it cleaned up. And of course, the only Band-Aids that we had in the house are Baby Shark Band-Aids. And so I took this hilarious picture, which is what I posted on Instagram, of this Baby Shark. It says like Baby Shark doo 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 on the Band-Aid on my face. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. And of course, Sailor thought it was just the coolest thing that mommy had a Baby Shark Band-Aid on her face. So she needed to have one. So all day. So she found a Baby Shark Band-Aid and put it directly on her forehead and wore it all day long. She would not let me take it off without a meltdown about to occur. And so she had this huge Band-Aid on her forehead. So it looked like she was like gravely wounded everywhere I took her, and everyone would look at her. And I'm like, she's fine. She just wants it because I have one. But so that's what happened. I just basically, you know, almost got knocked unconscious at Walmart from my dang rear view, or not rear view, my rear door not opening. I need to go get it fixed. I've been needing to get it fixed. So now at this point, I'm like, well, guess I need to set that schedule, because it about took me out. So that's what happened. And it made it exciting. So then, of course, what was also funny, so now I have this horrible, it's actually finally, you can see a little bit for those of you on YouTube, but almost better. But like, so now I have this horrible, you know, mark that's bruised and a thick scab on it for all of the festivities that we had this week. So I like showed up Monday at Malia's school. So that was Sunday. On Monday was the school Halloween party, which you take all the treats and go with all the parents to that. So here I come in looking all at war and battle wounded for all her pictures and like seeing all the parents. It was funny. So, you know, classic. That's, I tell her when I'm like, that's mom life there. You bust your own head open, bleeding down your face, driving home from the grocery store so you can get home so your husband can go golfing. That's mom life right there in a nutshell, let me just tell you. But anyways, so that's just a brief synopsis of last week and what happened to my forehead. But so for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about prioritizing your peace. And this topic came to me because I had a listener shoot me a message, and she actually wanted me to do an episode on like, how do I, you know, be so busy as like an entrepreneur and a mom, yet my house is so clean and kind of put together, or seems to be, and all that stuff. She kind of wanted me to do an episode about talking about kind of that more feminine side energy and whatever. And so I will go more in depth on that. And I might actually have her come on, because like some of the ways she was asking it would be better if like she was asking me that question and could kind of guide the conversation where she was looking for it to go. But I did talk to her about it. And so the piece of that part, that combo, so we'll call this part one of that topic, really how that comes to be, really how I managed to keep my health. I guess what she was saying is like a lot of the people that she knows that do the entrepreneurial things and the mom things I do, their houses are kind of a wreck and they're kind of like, you can't have both, or, you know, this is just the way it is. And so she's always kind of thought you, and she's a driven businesswoman too. And so her, so that was a struggle for her, is finding a way to like not have mounds of laundry or have the dishes done or have the house put together or whatever. So she was wondering if it is kind of an either or how do you do both? Cause it seems, you know, like I do both. So this topic is what came out of how the house is put together. I told her it is not perfect all day long. It is not dusted every day. It is not deep cleaned every week. So it is picked up every day throughout the day. So I'll give you all just a brief technicality to the answer, but then I want to give you the actual answer. So part one of that is the way that I get it done, the way I get anything, the many things that I do done, is from massive intentionality. You guys have heard me talk about this all the time, but like intentionality is what anything you want to get done in life comes down to. Do you intend to have it? If so, you need to sit down and make a plan. You need to say, if I want this, that, and the other, where does it need to go in my day to get it done? How long is it going to take? And you just get really intentional about how to make it happen for you. It can happen when you sit down and make a plan. And do you need other people to help? Do you need reinforcements? Do you need a babysitter? Do you know, it all comes down ultimately, anything you're wanting to do in your life, to juggle a bunch of things, intentionality. You don't just wake up willy-nilly as a mom and as a business person and have your shit together. You don't. And even when you're super intentional, things will go awry and you have to pivot. But like this morning, you know, like with my kids getting up early and having to kind of re-get them down and shuffle the order of things I'm doing. But you get way more done and you're way more successful at the completion of it being intentional. But so in my day, you know, things are set in a certain order. I work at my practitioner office Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So then Tuesday, Thursdays are my at-home work days. So it's those days that I really plan the home things. But even on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when I come home, like the day always starts, everything will start from at night. So your kids kind of wreck things throughout the day. But we always get the kids down in bed and re-pick up the house at night. Everything's picked up, back straightened, and put away. So then when we wake up in the morning, it starts out clean. The kids get up, they get their toys out, they wreck things up a bit. Then there's like a mid-morning after they played hard that they want to chill. And so I turn on the TV, they get to watch a show. I re-pick up the house while they're watching that and having a snack. And then it's put back together. So by, you know, late, you know, early afternoon around noon or so, they're back to playing, but it's put back together. So basically there's like three or four different small pickup periods that I have in a day that's popcorned between the kids playing hard because they've played hard. Now they are ready to relax and have a show and a snack for a second. So while they're having the show and the snack, that's when I put it back together. And it's not overwhelming because it's not sat there all day to build to this huge mountain to be super overwhelming and take a whole hour to do. So I try to snag it when it's still in just small bits, so it doesn't take but maybe 10 or 15 minutes to pick up as opposed to over an hour, because that would be more overwhelming. I'd be like, man, I could make some money in an hour as opposed to pick up all of these toys, right? Or do this mountain of dishes I've waited to do. And I try, as far as dishes goes, every time we finish a meal, if the dishwasher is free, I always put it straight into the dishwasher. Like, why make two loads for yourself? Just put it straight in instead of like putting it in the sink, letting that build. Then you have to take all of that, put it in the dishwasher, you know, and now you don't have enough to do it all in one load. So that's kind of just my cycle with that. But if there are dishes in the dishwasher, then I make sure that the dishes I just did, they're rinsed and they're in the sink ready to, as soon as I hit my next little window, that I unload the dishes and put those straight into the dishwasher. And then it's back to a clean slate. I always call it getting back to a ground zero. So I try to just keep up with things in their small doses through the day, but in planned spots, because this is the thing with motherhood. I don't like to be spending all my time cleaning constantly behind my kids and miss out on my kids. That's huge to me. And I see so many people do that. I don't want to do that. So that's why there are these planned increments where when the kids are playing, I'm playing with them. I'm part of the fun. But then when it's time for them to take a relaxing bit, I don't need to sit there and watch Cocomelon. Now, if they ask me, I'll stop and I'll watch it with them. But otherwise, they're sitting and relaxing and I'm picking up. They're not missing me during that time. But that's, again, an intentionality piece to me. I'm not randomly, scroungingly trying to keep up and clean my house all day long while the kids are up wrecking it right behind me. I would just do that all day and I would have no peace. And I'd be irritated at them and upset with them when they're just trying to play. So again, I intentionally plan it in these segments. And when you get intentional and make it a routine, your kids thrive with routine. And so they know, they'll learn the routine. They'll settle into the routine. They know what you're doing. Where's mommy? Oh yeah, mommy's doing, you know, folding the laundry back there, watching her cooking show while we're having our snack. Like, they know where I'm at, that I'm cleaning or doing something in those increments. So that's the technical answer to say that. Intentionality, setting a plan, making it fit the way I want it to in my life. But the reason that any of this works out, you guys, is because I've learned to prioritize my peace. So what does that mean? Well, prioritizing your peace will not only help you create boundaries with other people, but it will also help you create boundaries within yourself. So I learned to prioritize my peace and what that even meant way back in like 2011. It was a really one of the most terrible times in my life. My parents, who'd been married for 30 years, got divorced. It was not a clean divorce. It was a nasty divorce. Everything I had known prior to that just didn't even seem like my life anymore. The people that I knew didn't seem like I knew that they were the same people anymore. I'd gone, made it through some really terrible abuses. And ultimately, you know, packed all my things and moved across the country to grad school in California, specifically to get away from all of the abuse and all of the terrible things that were happening, because it was damaging my life in a horrible way. And I had to get away. So I skipped my last year of undergrad. I busted my butt as far as grades, skipped my last year of undergrad, went out to grad school early in California alone, and felt very lonely and didn't have much money at all, and was overwhelmed with all the new things I was learning in school and the crazy schedule. It was a really awful, terrible time in my life. And I literally didn't have any more mental, physical, emotional energy for perfectionism anymore. I literally hit a point in my life where I had nothing left energy-wise for nothing that was not essential, like at all. And I certainly was a perfectionist my entire life, working to be worth it through perfection to myself or to my dad or to whoever, my whole entire life until this point. And I always tell, you know, people close to me, by fourth grade, I was popping 4 Advil multiple times a day for stress headaches and tension and worry and all of that. Like, I mean, I was a perfectionist to the max until this point, when I truly had so many actual terrible things happening in my life, I had no strength left. So the only way I could go on was survival mode. What is truly important right now? And what I ended up phrasing it as, my like, what is essential to my peace right now? So when I looked at my house, for me, truly and scientifically, this is proven, like, for my house to just be picked up did help me think straighter to study well. My brain kind of felt as chaotic as my surroundings. So having a peaceful surrounding, having it just picked up and maybe a little candle lit next to me, helped me perform better and whatever the thing was I was working on at the moment. So to me, as far as the cleaning of the house, that was essential to my peace, putting my peace as a priority to just get it picked up quickly, which didn't take long to pick up. I didn't dust. The laundry didn't need to be, the basket didn't need to be completely empty. I had it just fit in there and then the top closed. That could wait. Did I have clothes to wear or did I not? Like, laundry needing to be done daily became no longer an essential to me. It was, do I have clothes to wear? Yes, I do. Okay, great. Is it pouring out of the laundry basket so my mind's eye sees it and it is kind of creating like a distraction for me while I'm trying to study? No. Okay, then I don't need to do the laundry right now. It's not essential for it all to be done. And, you know, are my clothes put away so I know where things are? Does it need to be colorized? Does it need to be all no. It just needs to, I need to know where things are so that I can get them quickly. Where are my scrubs? Or where are my workout pants? Or where are my sports bras? Like, I need to know where they are, but they do not have to be perfect. Right? Those are just minor examples. But when it came down to these perfectionist little things that some people have, and I used to have, they were no longer important. Right? And so even when it comes down to, like, say today with my kids, it's like, do I really need to get this particular piece of laundry done? Or if they're asking me to sit and cuddle with them, what's more important? And so what will bring my heart more peace? To know I sat with my kid and that laundry could wait, or to get the laundry done? And the reality comes down to, like, it was more important to my peace to sit with my kid. And so everything, when you start phrasing it around, is prioritizing my peace. Well, I feel more at peace if I get that thing done right now, or if I go do this thing. Everything will organically fall into place. So when you're looking at your schedule, when you're looking at your life to say, how do I intentionally create the life and the schedule and get the things done I want? Go in order of prioritizing your peace. So when I'm planning my day, I'm looking at my peace to say, okay, I need to get this workout in because it gives me the mental, emotional, and physical strength to take care of my kids and family to the best of my capacity. It sets me up to be successful in my work. It really is just a great springboard for me. And when I get it done, I'm a better person. So I need to get it done. Okay, well, where can I ensure that I get it done best in my day? Really early in the morning. Okay, because I'd prefer, as I train a bunch of clients on my at-home days, to have more times to play with the kids in between clients, which makes them act better during the clients. So I want to knock this workout stuff done in the morning. So I wake up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning and I get my cardio, I get my workout done. If it's time to record a podcast, that's important to me because I want consistent value weekly for you guys. And that's something I've agreed to and that you all expect. And so that's also plugged in the morning. Right. So you kind of see, and that gives me peace. By the time my kids wake up, I'm a better mom, able to perform better and do the rest of the things that I want to do. So you ultimately look at your day and just say, for whatever task is coming up, am I going to be more at peace if I do this thing first or that thing first or not that thing at all? Does it really need done? Like, what I learned in that time that I truly was so emotionally, physically, and mentally broken, I didn't have extra for perfectionism. There was no time for indulging past broken things of myself. And that's what I want you to kind of take a moment to check on for yourself, is look at your life and see, like, are some of the busynesses and the tasks that you're doing, are those actual essential things you need or want to do? Or are they more an expression of something broken in yourself or an expression of a worthiness issue that you have? Because I do think when people are, it's a balance of keeping your home clean and germ-free, or what, you know what I mean? There's a balance of home in that sense. And if you're way one way, 100% perfection of home, or 0%, to me, that's an expression of something else. It's not about, the house does not need to be that clean, 100% clean every single day, all of the time. That's an expression of something else, deeper. So I feel like the healthy balance is somewhere in the middle, right? And so just take a moment to look at your life and say, whatever, the house is just the topic at hand. But anything else in your life that you find, and it's easy to find, like, it was easy for me to find in that really awful place for me when I didn't have the extra energy, where there was energy being spent prior that was not important and stealing my peace. It was stealing my peace to constantly think that no speck of dust could be seen and that vacuum lines needed to remain every day, or, you know, all that stuff, like color coding and whatever, like being on my A+ game all the time. Like, it was just daily self-deprecation that was so not worth it and so not deserved for myself. And so we have to take a moment and really look at things to say, does that, like, learn perspective. I learned so much perspective shift during that time. And ever since then, to be like, this thing is not worth it. This thing is not that important. It does not deserve my peace. It does not deserve to make me feel this way about myself, or to feel like I'm not good enough or I'm behind. And that just takes some self-discipline to look at. So, you know, to that particular question, you know, the way you make all the things work is through massive intentionality, through prioritizing everything by what gives you the most peace to get done first. And that is your organic order of operations that will cascade through your day. You'll feel so much more fulfilled and less anxious, and you will beat yourself up less in that sense, because you will be a much better person when you're at peace. Nobody's enjoyable to be around when they're high anxiety and unhappy and feeling like chaos in their heart and in their mind. Like, you just don't perform well that way. You don't perform well that way. So prioritizing things by your peace and really getting a realistic, honest perspective shift about what is actually important. And we can do this without having to be in really horrible times in our lives where we truly have nothing left. But if you don't learn it before then, you will eventually learn it when you come to those really traumatic times where you don't have enough to be perfectionistic and get the real things you need done in life. So then you'll either crumble or you'll get it figured out like I did, where it's like, this thing is not even registering on a scale of valuable right now. And then the bonus of all of that is not only will you get a lot done and figure out how to maximize your life and feel abundant and perform the way you want in the multiple areas, you'll get good at that because you'll get good at this intentionality thing and the peace thing, but you will self-deprecate less. And, you know, now at this point, you know, I will not self-deprecate and be mad at myself for I won't say I'm a bad mom because I skirted my kid in at the being the last car in the car line. You know, I'm a good mom. I hustled. I got so much done in the morning that served my kids. I'm not, it is not important for me to be the first person in the car line. It is important for me to not make my kid late, but I don't have to be first. I don't have to be in the perfect middle. Like, my kid got to school on time. All the kids are still out there waiting to go into class. You know, I'm not going to beat myself up for that. I'm not going to act like I'm a bad mom because, you know, we're busy on a vacation and we're busy making memories and my kid didn't eat the healthiest meals throughout that vacation weekend. Like, I'm not going to beat myself up for that. They made memories. I'm a good mom. Like, so there's things that in the past before I hit this breaking point that I would have been like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not performing well enough. This is blah, blah, blah. And I won't do that anymore because I see the light now and I have a better perspective shift on what really matters. And so I just challenge you to look at that for you, whether it's your house, whether it's time with your kids, whether it's time on your business or making it all work together. I just challenge you to truly, the biggest first step is kind of looking at what you're doing and seeing, like, do those things really serve your peace? And at first you may say, oh yes, the house being clean 100% gives me peace, but does it? Because if it's truly this constant task for you all day long, that overtakes other things, like the kids ask you, like, you cannot, if you have kids, you cannot keep your house 100% clean and also like spend a decent amount of time with them. Like, unless you have somebody else that's playing with them too. I don't know. I'd be very curious to see how one does that. But like, when you're looking at something having to be 100% clean, does it really need to be that way for your peace? Or does it need to be 100% clean because you feel some sort of validation of value by doing that? And follow that trail back. Why do you think that you're more valuable to your home and family if everything is 100% clean every single day? By there being vacuum lines every single day, how does that make you more valuable to your family or to your life or to exist, you know? And follow that trail back, because a lot of times it comes down to something where somewhere else that you feel not enough. And it's really not about the house being clean. It's something in you. It's an expression of something that needs pieced back together. And when you do that, you gain back more time. You gain back more quality time and quality in your life and more peace. So that was kind of the topic that drew out of that more tactical question originally, but that's how I've managed to get where I am today, being able to do the things that I do today, the amount of things I do, came from that lesson. So I hope that could help you guys make some more gains in your life, maybe figure out how to put some more things in and it not be overwhelming, it be more fun, it be, you know, when you're intentional, it makes things more fun. Like I said, with the laundry or whatever, my laundry time, I'll go back to the bedroom and the kids are comfy and I turn on a cooking show finally and I'm not watching Cocomelon and I can watch something and make it fun. Or if I'm doing the dishes and they're busy, I'll put an AirPod in my ear and I'll listen to a podcast or I'll listen to a music or whatever it may be. Like, you can, when it's planned and it's more intentional and it's more set into a routine, you can make it then more fun. You can make it those quote chores, the to-dos, like a little bit about you, you time, and everything that you do in your day when it's geared towards prioritizing your peace is to help take care of you, because that will then, if you're well taken care of, it, you will be better able to take care of everybody else that you're responsible for in your life. So share this episode if it was helpful and let me know any other topics that you want to hear. They really springboard into great conversation. So I love hearing from you guys, what you want to know about, what you want to talk about, and I'll catch y'all next week. Stay safe. Don't hit your heads on anything. And I'll talk to you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.